For my final project, I decided to read Evicted by Matthew Desmond. In this book, Desmond follows people all around Milwaukee, which is one of the most segregated cities in the United States. He specifically chooses this city because eviction rates here and all over the country have never been higher, and there's an average 16 families getting evicted in Milwaukee every day. Not only does being evicted mean that you lose your house, but it also means that you can lose all of your personal belongings and your chance of having a job and an education, and it can really take a toll on your mental health. Because one out of four people spend over 70% of all of their money on paying rent and paying to basically keep the lights on, most have around $2 to live on each day, which for some with families is even worse. I really like this book, and one of my favorite things about it was the author's perspective and how he went about sorting out all of his points. Obviously, reading this book, there was a very clear bias, as in the author was very empathetic towards those getting evicted and made it very clear that this was a problem that needed to be fixed. But I really enjoyed how he proved his point through using dialogue and real things that people had said and these people's experiences versus kind of him just ranting about his opinions on this crisis. And I think that, especially since this book read more like a fiction book than a nonfiction book, not only did it make the book a lot more entertaining, but it also allowed for everyone's stories to really speak for themselves and to really make a difference. Another thing I really liked about this book was I thought that the author did a great job on showing all viewpoints in this book. Although that he was a little biased against the landlords, as in he brought up a few times about how it was really the tenants that were struggling a lot more than the landlords, he still did show their struggles, as in they try to help out their tenants as much as they can, like trying to pass on rent payments, saying that they could pay them later, or trying to give them chores to do to pay for the money they owe them. But at the end of the day, landlords also need the money, and by tenants like abusing their houses that the landlords own, that they have to repair, not giving them money, they lose a lot of their only source of income. But it's also just another reason to show how evictions can kind of affect everybody. Although I really enjoyed all the background information about each person the author talked about in the book, I did think that a lot of it was a little longer than it needed to be. I do agree with the author, as in putting this background information allows the reader to see how each person ended up where they are today, which I think is very vital to the story. I do think that sometimes it went a little overboard. For example, one character unfortunately lost his legs, and that's a big part of his story. However, the author went on for like two pages about how he lost his legs. I didn't really think that was extremely important to his story and kind of to the book in general, and honestly, it just made me bored. It also at some points was a little hard trying to remember each character's storyline, especially since a lot of them had similar stories. For example, there were two stories of people who were single mothers, and I would get some of the characters confused, especially since they were all mentioned kind of sporadically throughout the book. So I think it would have made a lot more sense if each character and each person in their stories would have like their own section in the book dedicated to them, and then they wouldn't be mentioned on throughout the book, so that it would be clear to the reader who specifically the author was talking about. Overall, I really enjoyed this book. I thought that it really opened my eyes, especially living in Westport, about how many opportunities I have and how lucky I am to have all of these privileges, and that most of the country isn't so lucky as I am. So I do think that this is a very important read for everyone to kind of realize that not everyone is in like their own bubbles like we are, and that everyone needs to see like what's really going on and that this is a problem that we have to fix. In conclusion, I just wanted to read a part of my book really quickly that shows how evictions are really prevalent and unfortunately are a major issue. Even in the most desolate of areas of American cities, evictions used to be rare. They used to draw crowds. Eviction riots erupted during the Depression, even though the number of poor families who faced evictions each year was a fraction of what it is today. These days, there are sheriff squads whose full-time job is to carry out evictions and foreclosure orders. These days, housing courts swell, forcing commissioners to settle cases in hallways or makeshift offices crammed with old desks and broken file cabinets, and most tenants don't even show up. Low-income families have grown used to the rumble of moving trucks, the early morning knocks at the door, the belongings lining the curb.